All right, if you have the Word of God tonight, would you turn to Proverbs chapter 14? Proverbs chapter 14. I do want to share just one simple truth and one proverb this evening. Something that was preached every year that I was at Bible college. And then I served at the church here and that my pastor preached from this passage every year on his anniversary. And it's something that has always been kind of in my heart and my mind. Well, I came across this proverb that was probably on the 14th day. And I felt like I had to share it with Ron Baldwin. And so, many of you know at our church here, our Family Life Center, just not too long ago, we had a minor fire in the gymnasium that had more like moderate smoke damage. And so we were out of the facilities for quite some time. And we're so thankful to be able to get back in, but no doubt, I mean, without question, Pastor, we would not be back in there if it wasn't for Ron Baldwin. And so, yeah, we'll give him a hand, I guess. Yeah. If we had the time, we'd probably all stand and give you an applause, but we don't have the time tonight. And you just made his day. Thank you for clapping for him there. But it was early one morning. I was here at the office, and I said, Brother Ron, I got to talk to you. And I said, would you step into my office, which wasn't. It was just there in the open area, and our ladies were there as well, too. I just wanted to make sure that Ron wasn't going to shoot me. So I said, how's your day going, Brother Ron? And he said, I guess pretty good. I said, well, let me just share something with you. I said, you love God, you love people, and God is doing something great in our church. And he, you know, he's like, yeah, what's going on type deal. I said, let me just share something that God has shared with me, and I just want you to understand this Bible principle before I tell you the scenario and the story about what's going on. And so I said, you believe the Word of God? He said, yeah, sure. I said, well, let me just share the Bible verse here. And it's on the screen already, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4. The Word of God says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Brother Ron, you remember us talking about this verse? And so he's like, what? I didn't realize we're having a Bible study this morning together. And I said, you know, sometimes when we have young people, they don't always do what they should be doing. And he's like, so what are you getting at? And so I said, well, I have something to confess to you. All the hard work that you've put into that Family Life Center, upstairs in the game room, I said, there's been a little accident. And so he spent a lot of time and effort and energy making sure that everything in the game room upstairs, really for, you know, our enjoyment, is perfect, right? But I had one of the young men that we were able to lead to Christ, and it's been coming to church faithfully. As a matter of fact, Brother Justin Ayers and I, even today, was able to spend some discipleship time with this young man. And he doesn't know anything about church, all right? And so I had him here at the church, and we needed to move a few things. It was actually right before Easter. And so I said, we need to move some of these tables and chairs from upstairs downstairs. I said, would you help me? He said, I'd be glad to help you. So he picked up a table that was upstairs, and without thinking, he picked it up and hit a glass globe. And we had a picture of it here, and the glass globe was shattered. And so I had to show Brother Ron this picture. I said, I'm sorry. And he said, Tony. And then we went back to this Bible principle. So, what does the Word of God say here to us? Just one, this simple thought, all right? Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. It made me think of my family. I always pick on our children, and since Naomi's not in here, I'm going to pick on her, all right? Nene, I tell our kids this, that she's my favorite. And I know I shouldn't say that in front of them to the church, but she is. She really is. She's probably the favorite in all the. We just love being around her. She's so much fun. And but Nene's not always fun and happy. As a matter of fact, there's sometimes the picture to the left there. That's Nene throwing a fit. I've actually got a video on my phone. I wanted to share it with the church. 30 solid seconds of her screaming and crying and wailing. And it's not even a fake. I mean, it's not even real. It's fake screaming and crying and wailing. And because of that, mom and dad's not giving her any attention. We're not helping her out. That's part of Nene, Naomi, on the left side. On the right side, this is Nene, Naomi, after church. And I said, Naomi, that's a pretty dress. And she was showing off. Naomi Sigmini, one that's upset, no one wants to be around her. The other Naomi, so cute and beautiful, and everyone wants to be around her. Let's look back at Proverbs 14, verse 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. There's a Bible principle here for all of us. If you see the phrase there, much increase, if I were to ask and take a survey this evening, how many of you would like to have the much increase in your home, at your workplace? How many of you would like to have the much increase at school, with your family, relationships? How many of you would like to have much increase in your marriages? How many of you would like to have much increase here at Worth Baptist Church? Would you like to have much increase, Tony, Rachel, in the youth department? Would you like to have much increase, maybe not in the nursery? Would you like to have much increase in your Sunday school class? What about Embrace Grace and the bus ministry and the children's ministry and Brother Corey, the choir? Would you like to have much increase? How many of you would say, I would like to have the much increase? Yes, we raise our hand. But here's the Bible principle that we find. You cannot have the much increase without the strength of the ox. And then when you have the strength of the ox, guess what you have? Dirty cribs. Look at it again. Where no oxen are, the crib is what? It's clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. To have much increase from the work of the ox, you and I must clean the crib. Most people would agree. We raise our hands. We want the much increase, but few want the work. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9 says, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. I think it was Bob Jones Sr. says, the door of opposition swings on the hinges of opposition. We will never reach the much increase, the great gain, without heartache, without toil, without suffering. And could I say it this way? Jonathan, Esther, Joy. We'll never enjoy Naomi unless we clean her diapers sometimes. Are we willing to pay the price? And my pastor in college said often, there's no painless way in following Jesus Christ. And the message to our young people, the message to our church family, very simply, do you really want the much increase? Do you want all that God has for you? Well then, you've got to roll up your sleeves. You've got to get involved. Hey, we want all that we want. We want all that God has for us here at Worth Baptist Church. But guess what Pastor needs? Yeah, Pastor needs Danny. And Tony, and Ray, and Wesley, and Brad. Bobby, we need everyone to get in to clean the cribs, to help Pastor, and to see God's work increase. Hey, young people, the victorious Christian life doesn't just happen by accident. Many of the young people, you're able to enjoy a lot in your life because of the blessing of family, no doubt. But Gianna, you're not going to be able to enjoy the blessing that God has for you completely just by relying on Jimmy and Linda. You've got to put the work in your Christian life. And so the title of the message that my pastor used to give all the time was, keep the ox, clean the crib. Keep the ox and clean the crib.